This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What's wrong with our eyes?
Well, it's funny. Earlier, Kim played sound from a business owner in Kansas City who is thinking of leaving the city because of rampant crime problems and all of that. And, you know, Mayor Quentin Lucas out there has been here to St. Louis when Tashara Jones was mayor, walking the streets and talking about problems they share in common. Certainly crime is one of them, but we have a new mayor now, Kara Spencer, and she had her first real news conference the other day. And our friend Elliot Davis joining us this morning, of course, recently retired from Fox 2 News. Elliot, how are you?
Well, I'm doing good, Mark. How are you, buddy?
Busiest retired man I know. You know that?
Somebody else said that.
It's true. So I was reading your post on this press conference that Kara Spencer held, and one of your comments after asking her what she's going to do about crime, you pointed out it sounded very much like the same answer you got from the last mayor.
Well, you know, and I had been posting before she got elected that I didn't see a whole lot of difference between her and Tashara Jones. Both are progressives. Now, there might be some, obviously, some differences around the edges. We'll see a few different department heads. But basically, you know, it sounded like the same old plan. I'm going to be nice today. Let me dial it back. Mark, I'm going to be a nice guy today, buddy. But it sounded like the same old plan. I asked Kara, I said, okay, what's your plan for dealing with crime? And the first thing she started doing is talking about how the numbers had dropped and that it was, you know, that we're better off because the crime numbers were down. Well, I counter that with saying St. Louis is still in the top five most dangerous cities in the United States. So why even say that? Tashara said that. That's the same thing that she said. And so her first, you know, answer was, okay, about crime was we have a lot of car people drive, you know, cars recklessly. And there was a tragic, you know, death of a firefighter, Corey McBride. And that is certainly a tragedy in St. Louis. And she first focused, she said, okay, and police have cleared some dirt bikes off the road, and we got to deal with these reckless drivers. We do have to deal with that. But, and I have to ask this as a follow-up question, what about the homicides in this city? What are you doing about that? And so her answer was, well, we got to get those guns off the street. And the problem is the guns. I've been hearing that answer for 20 years.
Yeah.
It's true.
I mean, she talked about how she, or she made it seem at least when she was campaigning, like she was more police friendly, that there was this need to hire more police. Obviously, we have the police now under state control, and they're working to kind of build the board of commissioners for that. But has Kara Spencer actually laid out a timeline or any sort of a concrete plan on how she plans to go about hiring these new officers, how many she wants to hire?
I didn't hear it. I certainly didn't hear it at the press conference when I asked about crime. Mm-hmm. That was a perfect chance to say, I'm going to try to hire 300 new police officers and bring them on board. We're going to jack up the pay. We're going to try to make police feel that were the kinder, gentler progressives, not the ones that endorsed defund the police. I go back, guys, when defund the police came along, it seemed like Tashara was on board, the Board of Aldermen was on board, and Kara Spencer was on the board, and she didn't say anything against defund the police. And so fast forward to today, to Tuesday, the news conference, I didn't hear anything in the way of being dramatically pro-law enforcement. I didn't hear anything like, okay, we're going to send a message to the bad guys, that we're not going to take this anymore, that we're going to increase, we're going to make sure that we're beefed up prosecutions. We're going to hire officers to make sure that there are arrests and whatever. We're going to put the bad guys behind bars. Nothing like that. No real tough signal. It was the same old stuff. Basically, what I heard from Tashara Jones and what I heard from what I heard from Kara Spencer. So anybody in St. Louis that was looking for anything dramatically different, well, they have to think again.
Elliot Davis, our guest right now. You know, here's it one, Elliot, that you've been covering before. I drive by the old criminal courts building the other day where the fences had been removed and now they're back. So I want to know if we paid for that.
Well, you know, it. I don't know. Well, obviously we would pay for it.
Yeah.
The fences had been taken down. I don't know. Tashara Jones had the fences put up. And then Tashara had the fences then taken back down. I haven't been down since to see the fences back up. I was there Tuesday. I didn't see them back up.
It's a different fence, but they put a fence up. I assume maybe they were afraid the unhoused, as they like to refer to them, the homeless, were about to move back in there and set up camp.
Well, I asked her about the homeless. A few things I asked her about. For example, Megan Green. Now, let me get to the homeless first. No plan on the homeless. She basically said, we're going to have to get the groups together. And she said she has a lot of people who want to partner with the city and figure out how to make things better. My contention is this. Kara Spencer has been on the Board of Aldermen for 10 years. She ran for mayor 4 years ago. You were thinking all that time you'd have a plan going in. And so you wouldn't have to. I agree with studying stuff, but if you've been around government that long, you should already have a plan. I didn't see a plan on crime, didn't see a plan on homelessness. What I saw is disorganization in government. For example, she talked about Megan Green, who filed that lawsuit against a state control, filed a suit the attorney general. Well, of course, when Tashara Jones filed a similar lawsuit in the last days of her administration, Kara Spencer came to office and dropped that effort, said, no, I'm not going to do that. Not right now. I'm in favor of, you know, local control, but I'm not going to do that. And so what happened, what does Megan Green do? She files a lawsuit on her own to try to overturn state control.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The mayor did say, I'm disappointed in that. So it just seems like nobody's on the same page.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and I have to say this, and I'm going to move on. The whole workhouse, it's just so much that's bad. So much that's confusing about the administration and about there doesn't seem to be any direction. We don't seem to have any real positive plan on how to solve these serious problems like crime. We don't, at least she has an outlaid that plan if she has one. Workhouse, for example, I said, hey, was it a mistake to tear down the workhouse? As you recall, Tashara Jones demolished the workhouse and was probably a campaign gimmick.
Yes.
Demolished the workhouse in the last days of her administration. And I said, well, to Kara, was this a bad move? Was this a mistake? And she said, well, I don't have enough information on it yet. Well, she was on the Board of Aldermen, that whole discussion.
Right. Yeah, just passing the buck. It's a whole lot of nothing, basically. She just doesn't want to say one way or the other. I wanted to ask you about a conversation you recently had with the new St. Louis County prosecuting attorney, Melissa Price Smith. She just hit her 100 days in office. I know some of the questions you asked her about related to crime and her message to the bad guys in St. Louis County. What did you make of that? What was your big takeaway from your conversation with her?
Well, you know, I thought that Melissa was better than the alternative. The alternative that Sam Page wanted. I was there when she talked to the county council, and they had a chance to question both people. And she has been in the office a long time, actually worked in the office. What I heard from her really is a person, she's trying to do something. I think she wants to do something and wants to make a difference. We still have to wait and see what they're going to do, exactly what. The problem that I see, and here's the problem that I see it, and I basically thought that Melissa should have gotten that job to replace Wesley Bill. What I see is this: in our law enforcement, in our elected officials, many people seem to be really afraid to take a real hardcore stance against the bad guys. Melissa came closest, saying, okay, I want to get the nonviolent offenders out of jail. In one of our programs. That's a good thing. And I want to get the violent offenders off the streets. That's a good thing. So I found she did say some good things. So out of all the officials, elected officials I've heard, she sounds the most resident friendly in terms of wanting to deal with the crime issue. But I haven't heard anybody that's just hardcore and who really is on the same page as the residents are saying, this is out of control. We want something done. And the residents want somebody who's going to have a tough voice in dealing with the bad guys, you know, as opposed to always having to kind of, you know, I'm going to get the bad guys, but I want to let you guys know I'm trying to.
It makes a big difference. That was definitely an upgrade. There's no doubt. Elliot, where can people follow you these days?
Let me say this. I do like Melissa. I think she's going to do a good job. Like I said, I think also that in this climate, with the voting climate, it seems that a lot of voters are progressively minded, liberally minded. And so none of the elected officials want to say anything that will run astray or go afoul of the progressive voters. And so they always couch everything they say.
That's St. Louis County for you these days, for sure.
And St. Louis City.
Where's the best place for people to follow you these days, what you're doing?
They can actually follow me on Elliot Davis TV. That's my Facebook page that's actually grown from about 170,000 followers when I was with Fox 2. Now, 7 months later, I've been retired. It's going on 186,000 followers.
Congratulations.
So it is growing primarily because, obviously, I get to say whatever I want to say.
That's right.
That helps.
And hopefully people like the message. Like I said, try to be a nice guy today. but people are afraid. They're afraid out here in the streets. And when officials come and they try to tell us that, hey, the numbers are down, but you read any report and you'll see St. Louis top five of dangerous cities in the United States. So people aren't feeling so great about it all.
That's a good point. Elliot, thanks for your time today, my friend. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, sir.
Yep. See you soon. Elliot Davis there. Always good to get him on. He was being nice today, he said. That's funny.
The gloves come off a different day.
Gloves are coming off. All right. We're going to get to Kim on a whim right after this. Stay tuned.